At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Just days before the legislative session is set to end Monday, House and Senate budget leaders say negotiators have finalized a $217 billion state budget deal. The state's troubled foster care system will get more money, as will mental health services and highway construction. The budget also adds $25 million in grants for police armor. However, there's no new money for public schools, and the budget leaves $11 billion unspent. A final vote on the budget bill will likely be tomorrow. Now, even if lawmakers do sign off on a budget before Monday, they could still go into special session. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's pushing for it. If the House doesn't pass bills on property tax relief and transgender bathroom use. Republican Senator Connie Burton of Colleyville told the Texas Tribune yesterday her district wants property tax relief.
I'm really hoping that we come up with something good that we can take back to our constituents, because it's a problem. And this is what I hear about all the time in the district.
But Democratic Senator Royce West of Dallas pointed to an issue he thinks hasn't been discussed.
If you're going to have real property tax relief, you got to deal with school property taxes. I think everyone out here recognizes that 53% of your tax bill ends up being school property taxes. But the reality is we hadn't addressed that.
Only the governor can call the legislature back into special session. Greg Abbott hasn't said if he will yet, but he wants lawmakers to pass the property tax reform bill. Well, after many twists and turns, a bill to fix the Dallas police and fire pension systems is headed to the governor's desk. Christina Martinez recaps the bill's journey.
The retirement fund for Dallas first responders was projected to run out of money within a decade if the legislature didn't step in with a solution. Absent board members, risky investments, and unsustainable benefits led to the crisis. House Bill 3158 was supposed to fix that, but it had to go through a lot of changes first. City leaders had issues with provisions on governance and contributions. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings initially opposed the bill, calling it a taxpayer bailout. His opposition angered first responders. But negotiations in the last few weeks got all parties on board, and the House approved those changes. The mayor can now appoint a majority of pension board members, change how the city's contributions are calculated after 2024, and require supermajority votes on big changes to benefits and contributions. Now, HB 3158 is estimated to keep the police and fire pension system funded for 46 years. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
One of the most controversial pieces of legislation to come out of Austin this session is a bill on so-called sanctuary cities. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF, is ready to fight it before it takes effect in September. Rick Holter talked to MALDEF President Thomas Sines for our Friday conversation.
Let's start with Texas Senate Bill 4, the sanctuary cities bill that would penalize local governments that don't cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins called this a show-your-papers law that will frighten folks from calling 911. Here's what Charles Perry, the Lubbock Republican who authored the bill, says.
Now, nowhere in the bill, as it comes back from the House, does it instruct officers to demand papers. Nowhere in this bill does it allow officers to stop a person solely to enforce federal immigration law. Local officers still do not have the authority to arrest a person by merely being unlawfully present. This is a federal power.
Thomas Sines, how do you respond to that?
It's a mischaracterization of how SB 4 would work in practice. What the legislature and governor have done is basically empower every police officer, sheriff's deputy, booking agent, and a number of others around the state to make their own decision about whether and how to enforce immigration laws. At the same time, the bill puts very serious consequences on anyone who tries to materially restrict individual officers from making that determination. What that means is police chiefs, sheriffs, mayors, county judges have no ability to guide or restrict or control how each individual officer goes about enforcing immigration laws. I think it's more like a vigilante justice bill, where anyone with a badge is basically a vigilante, gets to decide on their own how to engage in law enforcement in this one particular area of immigration.
Why shouldn't federal immigration officials get all the help they can from locals?
The problem is that local police officers and agencies have their own work to do involving investigating and hopefully deterring and preventing real crimes, murder, robbery, theft, and the like. And in doing that, they need the cooperation of everyone in the community, including victims of crime, including witnesses to crime. And if the police become affiliated with federal immigration enforcement, immigrant communities stop cooperating with the police out of risk, the perceived risk to themselves.
MALDEF has made a lot of headlines over the years challenging voting districts as discriminatory. This week, the Supreme Court threw out the maps of a couple of North Carolina congressional districts. Does that ruling change the game here in Texas?
I think it bolsters the conclusion of the three judges recently that the 2011 congressional lines in Texas and the 2011 House lines, state House lines, are unlawful. What the Supreme Court did this week is reemphasize that you cannot intentionally discriminate in drawing lines against a minority group, and that includes overpopulating particular districts with that particular minority group.
Redistricting, school vouchers, sanctuary cities. Texas is just the tip of the spear here in some ways. The Trump administration is making these issues a national priority. With Republicans controlling the White House, Congress, and all parts of the Texas government, don't you feel like you're swimming against a pretty strong current?
I think that states like Texas are going to face inevitable political change unless there is some change in posture from the leaders of the state in 2018 and beyond.
Thomas Sines is president of the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Look for partly sunny skies today with a high near 93. Temperatures will drop to 77 overnight. Mostly cloudy then, the same tomorrow when there's a 20% chance of rain and a high near 92. It's 78 degrees now in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth, 76 in Wichita Falls, and 72 degrees in Tyler.